Bum, ba-da-ba-ba-ba-bum. MMA Fight Radio covers the UFC, Bellator, Duel for Domination, and everything else in the MMA world. Thursdays at 6 p.m. on NBC Sports Radio, AM 1060.
Welcome back, NBC Sports Radio, AM 1060. Dale Hellestray, David Nash coming at you on this Monday morning in the Valley of the Sun. Now we're going to go out to the phones. We're going to catch up with a couple friends of ours, Solomon Wilcotts and the CEO of Athlon Medical, Jim Joyce. Guys, how are you this morning? It's Dale, it's Dave.
Hey, we're doing great, guys, and thanks for having us on this morning.
Well, we always enjoy catching up with you. I know we've had you in studio one time. We had talked to you on the phone another time. And so you're collecting data again. And just tell us a little bit about what's going on today.
Well, as you guys know, that Jim Joyce at Athlon Medical and TGen, the investigative laboratory there in Phoenix, Arizona, have teamed up to begin testing former football players, not just former NFL players, but if you played significantly in high school and in college, maybe you didn't make it to the NFL, but you played significant years in the National Football League, you're 20 years or older, that you can participate in this test to test for tau zone levels, which is a biomarker that we believe is to be directly linked to CTE. So if this study proves to be positive, that means we get one step closer to being able to detect CTE in living subjects. So this is an opportunity to move medical science forward.
I want in on that. How do you get in?
Well, again, the criteria is 20 years or older, having played football for a significant number of years, whether it's a little league, high school, college.
Done. I'm in.
Professionally as well. If you had the uniform on, it didn't actually step on the field, as Dale will tell you. I don't know that would qualify.
But, so, you know, how dare you, Solomon? How dare you?
So Jim, this is the second collection that you've done here in the Phoenix area. How did the first one go?
First one went wonderful, and I want to thank Dale, you, and Dave for helping to create awareness for the first enrollment. We had a great first day, great collaboration with the local NFL alumni chapter led by Jameer Miller, wonderful work done by Steve Jordan. So the first enrollment was great. The other aspect that's coming out of this study, this is a follow-on study to what we believe was previously the largest study in NFL players, part of the first NIH-funded study of CTE. But what we're now seeing is researchers reaching out to us that have candidate therapies, understanding that the study we're conducting, if we can diagnose CTE in the living or monitor disease progression, that opens up the door for candidate therapies, which require a means to diagnose and monitor the disease before you can advance the therapy. So things are going quite well.
So, and I guess that's my next question. In conjunction with collecting the data to find this tau zone marker, are people also working on somehow how they can combat CTE?
They are. CTE is a disease known as a tauopathy, which involves the abnormal plaquing of a protein called tau protein in the brain. Alzheimer's is a tauopathy, and there's 19 other tauopathies. So in some of these other diseases like Alzheimer's, there's anti-tau drugs that are being advanced, and we'd like to be able to use this study as a means to potentially qualify former players based on elevated levels of this biomarker to be able to participate in studies that are being advanced in Alzheimer's patients that maybe they'd be precluded from today.
So, Jim, I forgot your background.
Tell us Broncos.
You actually played in the NFL, correct?
Yeah. I did. I was proudly in 1984 to 85. I was, as I tell Solomon and others, I was a proud professional blocking and tackling dummy for the Denver Broncos for 2 years.
Okay, because you don't talk like an NFL football player. You use words that we are not accustomed to.
Yeah, I just didn't play long enough.
Dale, you should know, Jim Joyce also played at the University of Maryland, and this study really is inspired by the death of his good friend and former teammate Tom McHale. And they played high school and college ball together. So Jim Joyce is a real player. There's no doubt he played college football, played a couple of years in the NFL. But certainly, you know, he carries the torch with a lot of other former NFL players and really helping to move science forward. So we just happen to have a guy who is at the high end of the learning curve.
And that's a good place to be. So, guys, tell us, so our listeners know, if you're out there driving around and you have football experience, college level, NFL level experience, and you want to get checked, how would they go about doing that?
Well, I can tell you this. First, you can go onto the website at www.tjan.org/CTE. That's tjan.org/CTE. Also, you can call the number 602-343-8653. You can go by there today. They're going to be collecting samples. It won't take any more than an hour. Blood, urine, saliva, quick little questionnaire on a tablet, and you're in and out. But we certainly would like to have you come out and help us out.
Okay. And so and Dave's nodding his head.
I'm going.
And he's...
I'll see you there. Swear to God, I'm going.
And Dale, you have to get by there too, my man. We want you to help us out.
I don't know why he had... You know what? He's already got CTE working. He doesn't know where he's going after the show.
Well, so as you guys move forward with this, you're obviously pleased with the turnout. Is there markers along the way that you go, gosh, okay, we passed the first 100-meter test, and now we're on to the second 100 meters? Or is it a thing that's just going to be at the very end, you're going to go, wow, this worked?
Jim?
Well, the answer to that is we believe the marker we're looking at is a very viable candidate to diagnose and monitor the disease condition. The importance of the enrollment in these studies is to have statistically significant evidence that that's the case. So we look at NFL players, former NFL players, because they have a high risk of suffering from CTE. And then we compare those data points with individuals that didn't participate in sports that involved repetitive head trauma. And in the last study, we saw that on average, the difference between NFL players and subjects that were the same age group that didn't participate in activities that involved repetitive head trauma, we saw that the levels of this marker were 9 times higher in NFL players as compared to the other group.
Is that about what you were thinking it was going to be? Is that lower? Is that higher?
No, we were surprised. We would have guessed that, a statistically significant variation might be twice as high. But we did not expect on average to see the marker 9 times higher in the former NFL group as compared to same age group control subjects.
Okay, and so guys who are thinking about it, it's literally a blood urine test, saliva test, fill out some papers. You're not getting an MRI machine or anything like that.
No, nothing like that. It's the three things you mentioned plus just a questionnaire on a tablet, and we get you in and out of there.
Sounds good. Do you actually make an appointment for it, or you just show up?
No, you can just go by today between 7 and 12 noon local time in Phoenix, and they'll be ready to accept you.
Well, that sounds good. Dave keeps on
eating. I'm making a beeline there. I really am.
So after you do this data collecting, what's your guys' next step? What's Athlon Medical looking for after you collect all these things? Just more of the same?
For us, more of the same. But this location, we should point out that the Translational Genomics Research Institute, TGen, there in Phoenix, they're also involved in the research to help understand more about the origin of CTE. And we look to use this as a template to go to other locations to encourage other researchers that want to advance CTE research. Their challenge is access to samples. So we're advancing our biomarker, but these studies are really also designed to bring more research into the field. Right now, there's just a limited amount of research going on in CT, and we think that needs to change.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds awful exciting. Again, give out the website and phone number, if you don't mind, one more time, Solomon.
Okay, Dale, yeah, you can go to www.tgen.org/CTE. That's tgen.org/CTE. You can also call them, area code 602-343-8653. This is the second collection date. We will be having other collection dates. For some reason, if you can't make it out today, go onto the website, and you will learn of other collection date opportunities when you can stop by, whether it's in July, August, or September. But we'd like to get you out there today so that we can meet our goals and begin to move this medical science forward.
How many guys are you hoping to get out there for to be test subjects?
We like to get anywhere from 25 to 50 guys in the local Phoenix area. We think we can get that done considering the population of former athletes.
Long time sports football analyst, very bright guy, so always fun to catch up.
You know, I tell you what, Jim Joyce, I mean, what a great story. I do remember him talking about the fact early on that it was the death of one of his teammates.
Right.
And how many times have you heard, I think there's been movies about when... what was the movie where the parents, their kid was sick and they didn't know, there was no answer for it. And the parents actually found out a way to they just took it upon themselves. It shows you what you can do if you are motivated and there is an issue and you have, half
resources and brains and all that. Yeah, it's a pretty cool thing they're doing.
It's great that people do that. And so really, I mean... Jim Joyce needs to be commended for doing this. Now, I tell you what, I mean, if they find an answer, he will be a very wealthy man. That will be a real nice... Can you imagine... I don't know anyone personally... Well, I can't even say that about if you have Alzheimer's, but all of these have to be kind of related in one way or another.
Yes.
Can you imagine having a cure or at least some kind of
slow
medication
down.
Treatment for yeah. Alzheimer's or yeah. any of these other head injuries or brain injuries. Dwight Clark just died of what?
ALS.
And again, that could have be related to this in one way or another. Great stuff. I mean, super stuff in the sports field. Sports leading science. Fantastic.
We'll be back.